From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked Minister Budi Karya to assign flight quota with care. Minister Agus Gumiwang looks to fulfill human resources needs through vocational school. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Monday urged Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi to be careful while allotting the quota of flights to foreign and domestic airlines despite the 84% spike in demand. There is a request for 166 slots, or an 84% development. This was stated by President Joko Widodo after a meeting at the Presidential Palace on Monday, as quoted by Antara. President Widodo instructed the minister to determine the productivity that could be generated by each additional flight slot. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita has said the construction of new buildings for Bogor Chemical Analyst Vocational School, or SMAK Bogor, West Java, is aimed at aligning human resources with industry needs. Through the groundbreaking of the vocational school building, the Indonesian government will realize vocational education as a best practice partnership that could connect the world of education and the industrial world. He noted SMAK Bogor Vocational School often produces professional human resources graduates in industrial chemical analysis. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who has conveyed tourism sector contributes 3.6% of Indonesia's gross domestic product in 2022. He estimates that on one hand, the contribution of the tourism sector in 2022 increases by 50% of gross domestic product. It was stated by Minister Sandiaga at a year-end press conference in Jakarta on Monday. But, on the other hand, he also pointed out the creative economic sector also experiences an increase in exports of 3.8% with a workforce absorption of 23.98 million. By having all the achievements, it is estimated that tourism's GDP contribution increases by 50% compared to last year, and the tourism's GDP contribution reaches 3.6% by 2022. For the creative economy, this is also a sector which is growing extraordinarily. Its exports have reached about $24 billion, or an increase of 3.8%, and an added value worth about 1 trillion rupiah that puts Indonesia at the ranks of countries which has one of the largest creative economy contributions in the world. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further pointed out his site is targeted to achieve foreign tourist arrivals of 3.5 to 7.4 million visits with an increase in the tourism workforce of about 22 million by 2023. Meanwhile, creative economic exports are targeted to reach about $26 billion US dollar with an added value worth about 1 trillion rupiah, with an increase in manpower's creative economy for 22.59 million. The Indonesian government has predicted the number of domestic and foreign tourist trips to some tourist destinations in Indonesia during the Christmas and New Year holidays would reach up to 800 million. The government is optimistic that the number of domestic tourist trips will reach 703 million and foreign tourist trips 5.3 million at least. This was pointed out by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information has predicted a significant surge in telecommunication traffic during the Christmas and New Year holidays. This year, there is a fairly high increase, especially when compared to the previous year. This was conveyed by Acting Director General of Post and Information Administration, Ismail, at a virtual press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The ministry has estimated that telecommunication traffic in Indonesia will increase by 3 to 17% compared to normal days. Now we move to the international news. China has revised up its estimate of 2021 gross domestic product or GDP growth to 8.4% from 8.1% previously. The National Bureau of Statistics said on Tuesday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, China routinely revises its annual GDP data. The Statistics Bureau said in a statement on its website that the size of GDP was also revised to about 114 trillion yuan, or equivalent about $16 trillion, from 114 trillion yuan. We end the news with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said on Monday he was relying on India's help to implement a peace formula during a phone call with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As reported by CNN.com, the call comes as New Delhi seeks to boost trade ties with Moscow after becoming one of the largest purchasers of Russian oil. Defying Western sanctions and providing a vital financial lifeline to Russian President Vladimir Putin as the Kremlin wages an unprovoked war against its neighbor. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Tourism Ministry Optimistic to Reach Target of 2023 International Tourists. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy said that the target for foreign tourists in 2022 had been achieved. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno at the year-end press conference on Monday stated, according to the Central Statistics Agency, 3.92 million foreign tourists had visited Indonesia. This achievement exceeded the target of 3.6 million visits. Minister Sandiaga also conveyed that for 2023, the target for foreign tourist arrivals was set at 3.5 to 7.4 million visits. The hope is that this target will again be exceeded, even though there is a threat of a 2023 recession. It is no exaggeration that Indonesia is optimistic that this target can be realized again. After successfully holding the G20 presidency in 2023, a number of international events will be held by Indonesia. There will be around 300 meetings during Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN in 2023. If the COVID-19 situation is getting under control, it is hoped that these meetings can be held face-to-face. Apart from the Mandalika MotoGP, which will be held in October 2023, several international sport events will also be held in Indonesia, such as the Under-20 FIFA World Cup, the FIBA Basketball World Championship, the 2023 World Beach Games, and also F1H20 World Speedboat Race. Confidence in achieving the target of foreign tourists is also based on the potential that Indonesia has. Five super priority destinations, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur in Central Java, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi, are also strong attractions to attract foreign tourists to enjoy the beauty and uniqueness of Indonesia. Another potential that Indonesia has is tourism villages. Around 1,200 villages out of 75,000 villages have the potential to become tourism villages to offer a complete experience that combines cultural, natural, and unique components. Indonesia has also launched the Proud National Movement for Traveling in Indonesia. This program not only can boost the number of domestic tourists, but also can become a program for the Indonesian diaspora. According to data from the Indonesia Diaspora Network, around 8 million diaspora are spread across the world. Optimism to reach target, of course, must be realized with maximal work. The support of all parties is one of the keys. With maximal work from stakeholders to promote all of Indonesia's tourism potential and support from all parties, the 2023 tourist target can be achieved. Well, listener, that's the commentary.
Story starts with the event on December 27, 1922, the first ship carrier began operation. On December 27, 1922, the ship carrier named Hosho began operation. The ship carrier served the Japanese Navy as a means to accommodate their military aircraft. Hosho is listed as the world's first ship carrier, which was built and operated for the military benefit of a country. Since then, many countries have started building ship carriers for military missions. In addition to functioning as a mode of water transportation, ships are also used as a means of defense. Warships are usually designed to use various weapons to protect certain areas from enemy attacks, so many countries are trying to design ships with complete weaponry. In addition, the function of ships is also increased from combat ships to ship carriers as a means to accommodate fighter aircraft for military purposes. Next event is that in 1945, World Bank was established. The World Bank was established on December 27, 1945, after international ratification of the treaty was reached at a conference which took place in Bretton Woods from July 1 to 22, 1944. The Bretton Woods Conference is a conference initiated by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to jointly overcome all the difficulties caused by World War II in the form of international cooperation in the economic field. The World Bank's headquarters is in Washington, D.C., United States of America. The World Bank is an international financial institution that provides loans for developing countries for capital granting programs. The World Bank's official goal is poverty reduction. And today in history with the event in 2007, former Prime Minister of Pakistan Benazir Bhutto was killed. On December 27, 2007, Benazir Bhutto was shot by an assassin who later also detonated a suicide bombing in Rawalpindi. At the time of his death, he was the leader of the opposition Pakistan People's Party, which was campaigning for the 2008 general election. His death was announced on the way to Rawalpindi General Hospital. Around 21 people were confirmed dead at the time. And listener, that's today in history. Thank you.
adalah dua cerita berbeda. Tujuan kita tak lagi sama. Kita berbeda arah, kembali menjadi dua orang asing seperti semula. Dan pada akhirnya kita adalah dua cerita berbeda. Tujuan kita tak lagi sama. Kita berbeda arah, kembali menjadi dua orang asing seperti sedia kala. Saling melupakan akan ada yang datang dan pergi. Ada satu atau dua membawa bahagia, lalu kita tinggal cerita.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Toba is ready to host the World Speedboat Competition. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno confirmed the readiness of Toba Regency North Sumatra to host the F1 H2O World Speedboat Racing Competition, which will take place in February 2023. He stated this when monitoring the readiness of infrastructure around the Mulia Raja Napitupulu Harbor, Lake Toba, North Sumatra, as quoted on the Antara page on December the 24th. In his official statement in Jakarta Saturday, Minister Sandiaga Uno ensured that F1 H2O World Speedboat Racing Competition was ready to go. From February 24th until 26, 2023, Indonesia will hold an F1 race on water ship speeds of more than 300 kilometers per hour, and this will be an extraordinary attraction for the super priority destination of Lake Toba. Later, the Mulia Raja Napitupulu Harbor will function as a media center, trauma center, office area for the F1 H2O committee, and a hospitality suite for VVIP guests. According to Sandiaga Uno, the government hopes that 25,000 visitors will come. He added they will gain extraordinary experience and local economic impact not only for the people of Baligay, but also the entire tourism and creative economy ecosystem in 8 districts in North Sumatra, and there will also be many foreign tourists coming. The number of visitors is projected to grow every year because F1 H2O is an annual event. Meanwhile, Toba Region Poltak Sitorus added that the competition would bring economic growth and increased development in the Lake Toba area. According to him, the economic benefits, especially in this area, will have an extraordinary impact on both the people's economy and development growth in this place. That was My Indonesia Today.
Lelah dengan semua karena sulit kutemui.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to a culinary tour in Lombok and Sumbawa. If you do culinary tours in Lombok and Sumbawa, you may enjoy not only the famous ayam taliwang chicken, but also ayam merangkat chicken in Bonjeruk Village, Central Lombok, or Sate Tanjung, which contains sea fish, and there is also Sate Rembiga, made from horse meat. Then there is sambal cengeh from Central Lombok. In this edition, we would like to introduce you one of the dishes of Lombok and Sumbawa, namely ayam merangkat. Ayam merangkat is a processed free-range chicken that is grilled without seasonings, shredded, and served with a mixture of sambal bawang chili paste. In several villages in Central Lombok, including Bonjeruk Village and its surroundings, this dish is usually served at special occasions, namely at the Selerian event. Selerian is a marriage tradition among some Lombok people that do not start with a proposal. A young man will take away the woman he loves to be married. When he takes away the woman, the man doesn't tell or ask permission from her parents. He only brings a few close friends and his brothers. Afterwards, the man talks to her parents, and when the man, his brothers, and his friends come to his woman's house, her parents, especially her mother, are not ready to provide dishes to them. So, ayam merangkat that has been grilled should be shredded so it can be eaten together. Listener, ayam merangkat is served at the wedding of the people in Central Lombok as a form of gratitude because their child is married. Now, ayam merangkat is not only served at weddings, but also in various restaurants in the Lombok area. When it is eaten, you have to be careful because ayam merangkat tastes so spicy. The spicy taste comes from sambal bawang chili paste. You can enjoy this special food by spending money worth from 60,000 rupiah to 120,000 rupiah per portion. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata di Likupang. Berwisata di Likupang, which means touring Likupang. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Badan Saya Berkeringat. Badan Saya Berkeringat, which means my body is sweating. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tour guide in Likupang. The tour guide says they are going to see tortoises laying eggs on Lihaga Island.
Hari ini panas sekali ya?
Iya, badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi.
After the conversation, I'll provide vocabulary related to this material, badan saya berkeringat, badan saya berkeringat, which means my body is sweating. I will say the word slowly and you can repeat after me. Badan saya, which means my body. Berkeringat, which means sweating. Sejak tadi, which means since earlier. Badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi. Badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi, which means my body has been sweating since earlier. In the conversation, you heard the phrase badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi. Badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi, which means my body has been sweating. In that speech, there is the word berkeringat, which means sweating. Form from the prefix ber and the root word keringat, which means sweat. So berkeringat means sweating or to produce sweat or let out sweat. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the prefix ber, which means to produce or to let out. Berdarah, which means bleeding. Kaki saya berdarah terkena karang, which means my feet are bleeding from stepping on coral. Bertelur, which means laying eggs. Saya ingin melihat penyu bertelur. Saya ingin melihat penyu bertelur, which means I want to see tortoises laying eggs. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Hari ini panas sekali ya?
Iya. Badan saya berkeringat sejak tadi.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic berwisata di Likupang. Berwisata di Likupang, which means touring Likupang, and a conversation entitled Badan Saya Berkeringat. Badan Saya Berkeringat, which means my body is sweating. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to be more familiar with Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Selalu menjadi temanmu. Awalnya ku tak ingin membuka pintu hati, tak sengaja telah terbuka lagi hatiku. Aku salah telah mengacukanmu sampai kau lelah sendiri dan memilih untuk pergi. Now I know how much I love you. I'm so lost without you. When you were not by my side.
How much I love you, and now I know how much.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, in this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a Malay song entitled Lagu Majulah Kapri by Mira Lida. The Malay song was composed by Arfani Sarif. This song tells the story of the Riau Islands, which is often shortened to Kapri, a province in Sumatra. In the lyrics, the Riau Islands is described as having a vast blue sea stretching out with the beauty of nature. The song invites anyone to unite to build the Riau Islands with all its advantages and charms. Alright listener, this is the song Lagu Majulah Kapri by Mira Lida. Happy listening!
Di Pulau Bintang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Isaplah rokok tembakau Cina,
ampun.
Asapnya terbang kemana-mana,
ampun.
Jangan marah abang bertanya, adik yang manis siapa namanya?
Amboi,
Sri Lanka.
Amboi,
Sri Lanka.
Sapu tangan indah warnanya.
Amboi,
indah berselam sekutu bunga.
Amboi,
kalau lawa adik bertanya, apakah abang ada yang punya?
Amboi,
Sri Lanka.
Mengalir di tengah kota.
Amboi,
melihat adik hati berdebar, rasanya abang hendak jatuh cinta.
Amboi, Sri Lanka. Amboi, Sri Lanka.
Anaklah darah peti mengguri.
Amboi, masa ingkan dalam belakang.
Amboi, cinta kasih sudah berpaku, kalaulah jodoh takkan kemana.
Amboi, Sri Lanka. 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 Amboi, Sri Lanka.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.